Coalition Director Kathy Kuhn says while there are some good signs in the report, it also raises red flags about economic conditions.
The average income of the working poor is still very, very low. And rents for, you know, an average apartment in New Hampshire are still very far out of the affordability range for this population.
The numbers are based in part on a 24-hour point-in-time count made in January. Volunteers counted 1,685 homeless people, which Kuhn says is only an estimate.
Sometimes people who are living on the streets may not want to be found. They're very good at hiding and sort of remaining under the radar.
One in four of those considered homeless were living in cars, abandoned buildings, tents, or other places not intended for human habitation. A majority were living in emergency shelters or transitional housing. Kuhn says she's concerned about the impact of federal budget cuts on programs focused on helping the homeless. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.